Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida station, my flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, for whatever reason you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, for all the different things we have over there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge again?
I sure do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, let's see here. We'll start out this hour with taking a look at the state of Georgia again. Election sloppiness, literally, because remember they opened an investigation into the flooding that delayed the vote count in one of the precincts?
Oh, yeah, we heard it was like a broken pipe that night or something like that.
It was a urinal that ran over.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
Stop the voting, yeah. Or stop the counting.
Well, it might have been the smell, I don't know, whatever, but yeah, it did. And, of course, Georgia found another bunch of votes.
They did. They found some votes, I think over 2,000 of them, on a memory card, and this happened to be as they were going back and double-checking so forth, and they found this memory card. Imagine that.
Yeah.
They found the memory card.
Yeah. It's magic. It magically appeared, right?
Yeah, but they weren't included, just like those other vote totals. So, of course, it begs the question, are there other votes that never got included in the actual vote count? It's a good question.
Yeah, and we'll just have to find out what's going on here. Now, the not to be outdone, the Twitter CEO, Dorsey, admitted to the Senate that he censured the Hunter Biden report. He said it was wrong. And then, of course, Senator Ted Cruz really came unglued and shot down Dorsey's explanation of the voter fraud disclaimer, saying you're a publisher when you do that, when you start suppressing things and you start rendering an opinion with an opinion. You're a publisher.
Right, and that's a big difference from running a bulletin board, basically, as opposed to deciding which content is going to go out on a platform. And, of course, yeah, he may say, well, it was wrong. But, of course, the damage is done. It's exactly the same thing, Captain, as our own governor here in California, Governor Newsom, who was found to have overstepped his constitutional boundaries by mailing everybody in the state of California a registered voter a ballot, and that was found. But of course, oh well, that's too late. We already did that. So there's no consequences for those kinds of things.
Well, Black Lives Matter over there in California has demanded that the governor appoint a black woman to fill Kamala Harris's Senate seat when she becomes the vice president. They said it's non-negotiable. This must be done.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, I suppose different groups of different interests can lobby for something. They can make their voice known.
No, this isn't a lobby. This is a direct order to the governor.
Well, no, I know. See, that's the thing. I mean, politics, you know, is a rough and tumble game, but this seems to go beyond the scope of that.
Yeah. Now, remember yesterday when we talked about the wreaths across America and the National Cemetery, Arlington?
Right, right.
And they announced that they weren't going to do it because of the COVID-19 problem and this, that, and the other, and they didn't want to get the military guys out there and run the risk of people getting sick or whatever. Remember all that?
Right, right.
Well, because of the overwhelming amount of calls that not only Wreaths Across America got, but the Department of Defense got, the Arlington National Cemetery got, the U.S. Army got, because it was the Army Secretary that started all of this, they said, oops, wait a minute, we're not going to cancel the Wreaths in Arlington National Cemetery. We're going to go ahead and do it.
Well, exactly right. You know, there's only so much, Captain, that Americans are willing to give up, and certainly over time, you know, they've given up quite a lot this last year, and this seemed to be the straw here that would just break the camel's back for their loved ones. They have every right to remember them. It can be done safely, and it shouldn't be canceled.
And even the Wreaths Across America people said that we can get volunteers to do it. The Army does not need to be involved.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. That's American ingenuity.
Yep. Now, the other thing is Ilhan Omar paid her husband's political firm millions of dollars. You remember that, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now she's cut ties with them.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Exactly. Well, it's about time, number one.
The honeymoon's over?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, and again, a lot of that was all very fishy to begin with, but yet for some reason, she keeps on going, I guess.
Yeah, and of course you got Elizabeth Warren, AOC, and Omar Avril all in a group together in a line group that's giving Biden the names for the administrative jobs. They want their people in there working in the Biden administration.
Yeah, and they're serious too. They'll go after Biden and other Democrats.
You bet they will. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you what, this part of the program, one of our favorite spots is being brought to you by the Auto Glass America Company. Now, there's gold waiting in that bar or windshield you got out there, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped in your hand when you have the windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Who's doing that, right? Nobody. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. All you need in Florida is Florida Comprehensive Insurance. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a beautiful, premium, quality windshield, and lay $100 in your hand when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96 glass. That's 813-96 glass. Auto Glass America. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right, Sydney Powell, making a lot of news lately, right?
Oh, yes, very much.
She was on with Greg Kelly on Newsmax, and let's see what she had to say, because she did it again.
Out of Michigan, and this could be very significant from the Detroit. Well, actually, we'll go to Jenna Ellis first. Breaking this evening, the County Board of Canvassers in Wayne County, Michigan, refused to certify the election results. If the state board follows suit, the Republican state legislator will select the electors. Huge win for Donald Trump. Very, very interesting. They found major problems with, let's see here, absentee voting precincts didn't match the number of ballots cast. The imbalances between August and November are not an exact comparison, but look, there's a lot here, and we've got the perfect person, Sydney Powell, standing by, member of President Trump's legal team. Sydney, welcome, and I know you've been handling a lot of the Georgia situation and Dominion, but your reaction to the situation in Michigan, please.
Well, that's an excellent development, and I would expect the entire Michigan board to reject the counts from the ballots. The election could not have been more rigged than it was, and I think it also affected the race of Senator John James. The same patterns fall there. We're still doing statistical analysis of that race, but the math just doesn't add up for anything, and we know Dominion has a long history of rigging elections. That's what it was created to do to begin with. We've introduced the affidavit of a person who worked with Maduro, a high-ranking military officer who saw it all happen and explained how it worked. And it's out for the public to see on my Twitter feed at Sidney Powell number one. So don't tell me there's no evidence of fraud. We've got increasingly mounting evidence of significant fraud across multiple states that cast into question the validity of the elections in every swing state, including Nevada and Arizona, and Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and it went beyond that, too.
You know, regarding Dominion, you've raised this, and we saw the letter last night. People like Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar have raised significant concerns about Dominion. Now they're trying to make it seem like a right-wing, wacko conspiracy concern, even though people like PBS were raising serious issues about Dominion just before the election. I heard you say today Dominion, the software, was actually designed to be hacked, and I'm looking at one of the agreements they had with the County of Santa Clara on this is a contract between them and Dominion. Item 226 allows staff to adjust tally based on review of scanned ballot images. Look, you're the lawyer. I'm no tech expert, but that sounds very, very funky to me.
And worse than that, it had a back door so it could be manipulated by anyone who could access it through that back door. And that was a deliberate feature. The affidavit of the young military officer we provided yesterday to the public explains how it was created for that very purpose. So Hugo Chavez would never lose another election.
Yeah, now see, this is where we're going to get into this, because this came from Venezuela, did it not?
Right, it was designed specifically for that, right.
It was designed to keep Hugo Chavez in office forever.
That's
by manipulating votes.
That's right. They can manipulate them in real time, even. That's right.
And it wound up being used in the United States like they didn't know this was a possibility? I doubt it. Of course they knew.
Well, of course, Captain. And something else Sidney Powell had mentioned in one of her interviews as well is that this is a foreign company, essentially, already directly violating the president's order of not having foreign
interference. Let me throw this one at you. When the ballots were tabulated, were they tabulated in, Michigan, or did they go over to Spain?
Well, according to her, she said it was likely in Spain or in Frankfurt, Germany.
That's right, being counted, because that's where the machine data went. And again, how did it get over there? Did it go by carrier pigeon, or did it go by Internet?
It would have gone over the Internet.
And that would have made it live and in living color for anybody at all that wanted to get in there and do anything they wanted to do, correct?
Well, of course.
Yeah, that's why we know the machines in Georgia were live online for 3 hours, don't we?
That's right. That's right. I mean, this is very serious stuff. And for somehow to have it be swept under the rug, or to say there's nothing to see here, everybody should be concerned with this. In fact, Captain, Joe Biden should be concerned with this. But, of course, we all know the answer to that. The Democrats don't care about it at this point because they think it's just another wild thing for Trump supporters and this kind of thing. But no. And the very chilling thing that Sidney Powell said right there was that, of course, Hugo Chavez would never lose another election if you're counting the votes with a rigged machine. Stalin would be just overjoyed at the whole thing.
Now, we believe this happened in the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia.
Right.
Because all of those machines in those states were either Smartmatic operated, Dominion operated, or the little buddy of the Dominion group, Premier operated.
That's right. And even though you might have Dominion machines in other states, you only have to target the specific things. You've got to keep your target specific where you could be able to flip certain elections in high population zones, and that's where you would actually make your move if and that was in fact what was done.
Well, that's true. And the fact that it was done in states that were in some cases traditionally red and suddenly you flipped it over to blue with another 16 million votes that Barack Obama couldn't get, that Joe Biden got, that Hillary Clinton couldn't get, that Joe Biden got, that's just not possible. Joe Biden is not that popular even on a good day.
No, well, in fact, Captain, you know, we talked about all the enthusiasm and all that, but that was legit political observation, because it's just unbelievable that he could get more votes than Barack Obama, for example. It just doesn't make sense.
And when you look at the percentage of Hispanic votes that President Trump got, the percentage of black votes that President Trump got, that all by itself, with the numbers that were there, the numbers don't jive here, with the numbers that were there, that all by itself gave Donald Trump a win by 5 or 6 million votes. That just by itself, without adding all these other numbers that just weren't there in years prior, where did they come from?
Yeah, exactly right. Now, you know, Captain, it's the...
Oh, and then there was California. I need to butt in here before we run out of time.
Sure.
Then there was California, because we want to mention this on the other side of the break. You had two guys in California that went out and registered homeless people to vote. Thousands of people they added to the rolls, and then they manipulated that vote.
Well, yeah, exactly. But Americans do want to know the right answer. But for some reason, if you're asking about the right answer, now you're a conspiracy theorist. In fact, you're undermining our democracy. Where have we heard that before? Oh, Putin was undermining our democracy. Now I guess it's the American people are now starting to undermine their democracy. And they're getting pretty tired of this, all this kind of stuff. I know that for a fact.
Well, yeah. And again, we're going to talk about what happened out there in California. And, of course, there was a setback yesterday in the Trump campaign's ongoing effort to cast doubt on the results of this month's election, and in particular the vote tallies in Pennsylvania, which favored Joe Biden. The setback was the judge refused to allow the situation there.
Exactly right. And so it is an unfortunate setback. But again, I think, Captain, that what they're banking on now, what they're looking at, are these voting machines, and if it's overwhelming, it will be an awesome sea change.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to tell you what happened out there in California with a couple of guys who got busted for going out and registering a bunch of homeless people to vote, and then what they did with that information.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on?
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party-line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients. Now, they have offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans, to help military veterans themselves. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall on the job, or whatever, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Just check them out online by going to farrahandfarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can call them 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's been very interesting tonight talking about all this stuff we got going on here. Here's something that we mentioned in the chat room earlier when we were having a discussion with some folks. Alan Dershowitz, our legal professor extraordinaire, says the path to 270 for President Trump may be through the Supreme Court of the United States or the House. And we talked a lot about the House vote yesterday, didn't we?
That's right. Yep.
So Alan Dershowitz is now agreeing with that premise that that's where it's headed. And I believe the Supreme Court is going to make a decision of some sort.
Well, one would think. This is obviously one of the biggest events in recent times for American history. I can't imagine the Supreme Court won't be involved in it at some point, because there are legitimate, despite what Barack Obama says, I think there are some pretty good legal bases for wanting to mount a challenge here. And that's the most American thing in the world, Captain. You get your day in court. That's how we're supposed to resolve these differences. But yet, of course, we see a real circling of the wagons between the Democrat Party and the mainstream media in order to simply say, nope, nothing to see here. Well, most people, of course, think that that sounds a little bit fishy. But yet, President Trump should be able to at least have the process play out. Because you, me, anybody in this country, if you're accused of something or if you feel that you've been wronged, that is your constitutional right. So, again, we need to watch this process play out.
Now, Senator Dianne Feinstein got up on her soapbox and started complaining about the armed truck supporters that were out there and the violence that they created. They were armed and they were creating violence. But Senator Mike Lee from Utah said, whoop, 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 wait a minute there, Dianne, not so fast. The only violence that I'm aware of was coming from Antifa.
That's right. I mean, when you're throwing fireworks at people that explode,
that's
right,
only part of it.
That's only part of it. That's right. Have you seen the footage of people stomping on people in the street?
Oh, it's more than that too. How about the people that had pipes that pulled out a pipe and whacked people in the back of the head or hit them in the back of the body to grab their flag or something like that? I mean, that hurts.
It does. That's thuggery. It's intimidation. It is, again, when people don't have ideas that people want to vote for, they're going to resort to this kind of violence and thuggery.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a piece of wood, a board, or something like that. We're talking about a piece of pipe.
Absolutely. But see, here's the thing, Captain. For the last 4 years, people have been dehumanized. If you were supporting President Trump and his policies, you were demonized as some kind of racist or some other kind of thing because those were the new catchwords that were applied to Donald Trump. And so it dehumanized anybody who was saying, well, good, I'm glad we can lower taxes, we can have better foreign policy, we can have better trade deals, et cetera, et cetera. But now people have been dehumanized where someone can take a pipe and whack somebody in the back of the head with it and feel like, hey, that's okay, they're just a Trump supporter. Oh, my gosh. Where are we in our country when that becomes the norm?
Now, we heard yesterday, once again, about the United States cutting back troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan to a total of 2,500 in both of those countries. That's what cost Mark Esper his job, because he did not want to do that because he was getting advice from his generals that were telling him, no, we can't do that. We have to have troops there. I heard Jack Keane talk about it yesterday also, who was on the president's advisory board, veterans advisory board, and he was saying that we have to be very careful how we do this because the bad guys are just watching what we're doing, waiting for their chance.
Well, that's true. I think most Americans, though, want to see some kind of resolution here sooner than later, especially with their loved ones if they're overseas and deployed. This is a very, very, still a very complex situation.
And unfortunately for the country, hundreds of businesses who got the PPP loans have actually gone bankrupt. It was too little, too late.
Too little, too late, and can you imagine, Captain, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats withholding that much-needed aid? Perhaps if they would have had another stimulus package,
they would have been all right.
That's right. Exactly right. But now, of course, it's all too late. And how many people's lives have been absolutely, totally changed as a result of this? Now, of course, we understand that this is a nasty virus. The virus is a real thing and so forth, but that being said, when people lose their livelihoods, it's just unconscionable. We should have found a better way, and part of that was the stimulus.
And again, when they go, well, we've got 1 million new cases out there. Look, we've got these cases. They're not cases. They're people that have tested positive. A lot of them won't even get sick.
Exactly right. Or the test they took was wrong. And again, I mean, if we want to follow the science, follow the facts and all that kind of stuff, we at least have to have accurate tests. It just seems to be common sense. But the hysteria continues to build as a result, and that's what these politicians are really banking on. More hysteria and less actual practical things to help people live their lives and get through this thing.
And a judge yesterday rejected the president's limits on the Dreamer immigration program known as DACA.
Right. That's right. Now, of course, assuming if there's a Biden administration, that DACA is going to be back at the forefront, and then he'll be hailed as a hero. But, of course, President Trump, Captain.
And you're going to legalize all these illegals that are here, too. Oh, it's only 11 million. Yeah, right. Sure it is.
Right. Oh, it's much more. But President Trump was willing to make a good deal on DACA. And, of course, as we know, the Democrats didn't want to do that. They didn't want to give President Trump a win of any kind.
Yeah. Also, the Fed, the chairman Powell, said that the virus spike is threatening economic stability because, again, two things. Number one, no additional stimulus to try to help the people that are having problems. That's number one. And number two, the people that have gone bankrupt are not going to come back to fight another day. It just doesn't work that way. And many of them are leaving the states they were in where they filed bankruptcy and going somewhere else to start over.
That's exactly right. A major migration in that regard. And, of course, the stock market was also demonized. Somehow President Trump only looks at the stock market. But a lot of people's 401ks are invested in the stock market. And if that starts going down again as a result of uncertainty in the business world, we'll put it that way, because of Biden-type policies, well, then a lot of people are going to be hurting financially there. They'll see a lot of those gains disappear, most unfortunately.
When are you leaving?
Well,
when do you leave in California?
Well, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people I know are talking about it. It's getting a lot more serious, especially in light of what we're seeing happening now with the governor, who can go to a special party, evidently, but other people can't even do the same kind of thing. And,
well, if you're from Illinois, you can go to Hawaii and have a great time on the beach with all those drop-dead gorgeous women.
Well, yeah, I guess it's good.
And like I say, I wonder how many of those old guys around the beach that were married to those gals. Not one. You want to bet? Not one.
Yeah, I don't even know.
No, I'm telling you, that's the way it works. Yep.
Well, again,
those were called escorts.
Well, again, it's the do as I say, not as I do kind of a thing, and a lot of people are just not willing to bear that, I think, any longer. In other words, they understand what the politicians are doing. They've got their number on this, and the trust, obviously, that whatever might have been there gets broken completely, and people might just start, voting a different way, as long as we don't have those machines, right?
Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then we'll say goodbye to Kyle, and then Denise Simon will be around, so don't go anywhere because we will return. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We surely do appreciate that. And this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, as always, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops nearby you, wherever you're at. When you see the big old billboard sign out there on the highway, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I was talking about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free high cup of coffee. Now, the deal is, once you do that, think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because you get points for what you buy at the diesel pump. You get points for what you buy inside when you sit down to eat. You get the points for buying whatever you get from the travel store there, too. So it's a great deal for you. And by the way, RVs out there, they got a RV club, too, where you can also save some money on your fuel like the big trucking companies do. So consider doing that. But that's the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. All right, get ready. Here we go again.
Be right.
awake now, America? Okay, AC/DC again on the line there. Kyle, what were you doing?
Well, I was just enjoying that that AC/DC song. I mean, those guys still have some great chops, I'll tell you that, and they can make a great, great rock and roll record.
They're back on tour.
That's right. That's right. Nobody can do it like they do.
Yep. Okay, let me read the little summary here and then turn it over to you. Unsettled conditions are going to continue from the Pacific Northwest and California into the Sierra and Rocky Mountains with locally heavy rain, a few thunderstorms, mountain snow, gusty to high winds, and possibly coastal and burn scar flooding too. Now, above normal temperatures are spreading from the west to the east across the central part of the plains of the United States. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 10 to 30 degrees above normal today. However, that's not the case down in the southeastern part, and I'll get to that in a minute. But what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight up in the Pacific Northwest. As you mentioned, we've got that system coming through.
I see snow.
Yeah, a lot of precipitation, a lot of clouds, of course, over Washington, Oregon, parts of Idaho, and also Northern California. Rain right now, 46 degrees in Seattle, Washington. Looks like that rain's going to be there until about Thursday or so, maybe come back early next week on Monday. But we do have winter weather advisory. This is also in the Portland area. This is going to be a little bit east of Portland and Salem and Eugene as you come down I-5. We also got wind advisory in the Klamath Falls area going down into Northern California. Flash flood watch. This is going to be in the Susanville area as you're coming down 395. So be careful there. And, of course, in the Reno, Carson City area, winter storm warning there. Of course, all that is around 395 up near Lake Tahoe and Reno, basically. Down, of course, in Southern California, or in Central California, I should say, near Yosemite National Park, got a winter weather advisory going on there. Las Vegas, wind advisory. Lots of wind out there in the map tonight, Captain. Wind advisory also in Utah as you come up I-15. And, of course, over in Laramie, Wyoming, high wind warning going on. Very cold also in the 40s right now in Laramie. You've got a high wind watch covering a lot of the state of Wyoming. This involves also the Casper area. So if you come in on Route 20, on I-25, you're going to encounter that there as well. And a high wind warning on I-90 coming out of South Dakota into Wyoming. And a winter storm warning in central Idaho tonight. This is northeast of Boise. And that's what it looks like out there right now, Captain.
Well, over in Kansas, we got ourselves a fire threat advisory to the eastern half of Kansas tonight, over to the western quadrant of Missouri, from Iowa down to Arkansas right now. And we got some winds in central Oklahoma, a little bit of dry weather around Oklahoma City, too. We got a gale warning up in northern Michigan, as well as Lake Michigan. Around Lake Michigan, so be advised of that. Got a winter weather advisory up there in the western part of upstate New York, all the way out there towards Fredonia, Ripley. Looks like Erie, Pennsylvania might have a little something going on there. It is chilly. That warm weather hasn't gone that way yet. It is chilly. And that chilliness is going to continue across the central part of Alabama all the way down to Montgomery. We've got a freeze warning all the way across I-20 right now into Atlanta and north going out of Atlanta up to the Tennessee line, and then south coming down to Macon. Elsewhere over to Augusta, got a frost advisory over in there. Now, since we talked last hour, Kyle, the northeastern part of South Carolina has got a freeze warning there, a frost advisory in the southeast eastern corner of North Carolina, and then it's kind of hit or miss going up the East Coast, pretty much along the water, for a freeze advisory all the way up towards the Chesapeake River there. So there you go. Now, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, Disney on my mind. I don't know why, but they can't go to Disneyland in California. But they sure as hell have got Disneyland going on in the voting areas around the country, because Sidney Powell did it again yesterday, and talking about that right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What did Sidney do? Because I got the audio right here.
I don't know. What are you referring to?
She was on Newsmax. She had a 10-minute interview, and she blew the whistle on several different things yesterday.
Well, I didn't watch Newsmax, but I was communicating with her yesterday.
Said the Dominion software, this was a basic statement she put out there, and everybody's going, whoa. She said the Dominion software allowed the staff to adjust the tally, and it was all being done via the Internet, and in order to be on the Internet, they had to be live online, and that wasn't ever supposed to happen.
Yeah, I actually wrote about how that was going on a couple days ago. yeah, being online, that's not a good thing, because as soon as you put anything that is sensitive online, you need to expect to be hacked. And in this particular case, being online, what she is saying is that they were watching the tallies live. In other words, you know, as soon as those ballots are going through the scanners, you can see the numbers, you know, changing as they go through live. Mm-hmm. And with that, you can begin to measure where things are going, such that what she is saying is that those votes necessarily going for Trump get moved over to a folder, because you can just do a keystroke, a couple of keystrokes, move those over to a folder, and then that folder is deleted.
Yeah. Good morning to Cousin Vinny in the chat room. He's chiming in there as we're talking. Okay, here comes the music. On the other side, folks, of the break, I'm going to play a little bit about what Sidney had to say, and then Denise and I will talk about that as well as some other things going on there. Because Sidney, her comment, due time for due process. Due time for due process. That's what she said. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got a lot more coming around. Hour number 3 coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.